all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear my Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the love of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you are worthy of all honor. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, we worship you today. We magnify your name today. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your precious Holy Spirit. We thank you that the power of sin has been broken of our lives today. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your long suffering, Lord God. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, oh God. And Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise and I magnify your name today because you are worthy to be praised. You're worthy of all glory. You're worthy of all honor. Lord, I thank you for releasing your warring angels to push back the forces of darkness, to bring down the high places that have been wrecked in by the enemy. I thank you for the strong man being bound over this area and over this region in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God, for a mighty outpouring of your Holy Spirit, God. I thank you for sending forth refreshing. I thank you, Lord God, for a refreshing for your people that are ready to give up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God, I thank you for deliverance taking place. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you for your healing power, your healing anointing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for healing kidney cancer. And Lord, I thank you for healing pancreatic cancer. God, I thank you for that diagnosis being reversed. And I thank you for the healing manifesting itself right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you. Lord, you are God. And now you are God, and nothing is too hard for you. Lord, I thank you for the healing. I thank you for the manifestation of the healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for the yoke of heaviness and oppression being broken right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for it. I thank you for doing it, Lord. I thank you. And I give you praise and glory and honor. I thank you, Lord God, for blessing this radio broadcast today. I pray that people's hearts will be open to hear and to receive your word today, Lord. And Lord, I just ask that yokes will be destroyed because of your anointing. Let your blessing be upon this teaching today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to be here with you once again to share the word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God. And I'm just grateful and thankful. You know, you probably say, you know, I sound like a recording, but I am. You know, every day that we wake up is a blessing. Every opportunity that we can share the gospel is a blessing, and I'm blessed. To the first-time radio listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. I am not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. You know, I pray you'll be blessed by it. I tell people you struggle with something, I say, get on your knees, pray, and seek the face of the Lord and ask God to show you. Amen. You know, we got to get back to the Bible. We're living in the last days. We're living in a perilous time. All of the stuff that we're hearing and we're saying, you know, it's evil. We're living in evil and perilous times. Scripture prophesied and said that these are going to be the last days, and these are going to be the sign of the last days. And the Bible says that men are going to grow worse. It's going to get worse, and we're seeing it. We're living it out right now. The return of the Lord Jesus Christ is imminent, and there should be an urgency for us in the body of Christ to get in place, to be in position for God to use us, to be a blessing to those that don't know Him. And we can snatch as many souls out of the kingdom of darkness as we can through our lifestyle, through our testimony, through our personal witness, by being a faithful servant to the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to see the move of God. I want to see the power of God manifested in the lives of people. It's my desire to see every individual, excuse me, saints, walking in liberty, walking in freedom, walking in the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Because we've been redeemed. The power of sin is broken. So many people's lives have been ravaged by the power of sin. The Bible tells us that Satan is the god of this world, and all of this evil and all of this wickedness that we're seeing is demonic. The school shootings is demonic. People want to talk about, we need guns. It's demonic. It's a spirit of murder. It's a spirit of rage. And we need to, you know, we're trying to address a spiritual problem with, of course, the wisdom of man. Instead of saying, Lord, we need to be praying. You know, and something that's really amazing when you look at all of these different tragedies and the things that are taking place, particularly, you know, back when I was growing up, we had prayer in school. We could pray. We could talk about God. Now, because of liberalism, political correctness, we have removed God from our schools, literally. And I believe that if we can get back to the place to where we begin to honor the Lord and honor God again, we will see a transformation. We will experience revival. Some of this evil will cease. And we need to recognize that there is evil in this world. And when we look at what's happening and what's taking place, it is a part of the curse of what happened in the Garden of Eden when they partook of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Evil was unleashed as a result of rebellion and disobedience, and we're seeing it manifested in our lives today. You know, a lot of times people get angry and we want to blame God and say, well, God, why are you allowing this to happen? And God, this, and we blame God. It's not God's fault. It's man through their rebellion and their disobedience and rejecting God that causes a lot of the suffering and the sickness that we see today. But what's so good about that is that when Jesus came and died for us, he restored us to that place of authority and fellowship back with God, that when we're going through these situations, that we can pray and we can believe God for miracles. We can believe God for healing. We can believe God for deliverance. We can do it. The church has been equipped to do it. Can you imagine if the churches in America, if they would unite as one and begin to say, okay, Lord, we've done it wrong. We've been doing it our way. Now we want you to do it your way. Holy Spirit, take over. Holy Spirit, have your way in the midst of your people. Holy Spirit, heal your people. Deliver your people. Holy Spirit, preach through us. Let Jesus Christ be exalted. Let the name of the Lord Jesus Christ be declared among the heathen, that people might come and see that Jesus Christ is the only way. We can no longer have and allow the spirit of compromise to rule and reign in our lives or in the church, in the body of Christ. If we want to see revival, revival starts with us. Revival starts with the body of Christ. I heard a preacher once say, well, we don't need revival. Yes, we do, because we're not walking and operating in the apostolic power and authority that was demonstrated in the Bible. He is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Jesus said, I came to bring deliverance and to set the captives free. Go with me to Luke chapter 4. You're listening to straight from his word. Glory to God. Glory to God. And this is something that the Lord has just been burning and burning in my spirit. It seems like every time I get an opportunity to stand up and preach, it's like this is the foundational scripture that he gives me, because I am a firm believer in following the word of God and believing what the word of God says, that there was a precedent established. The church was established with power and authority. Jesus said you were going to be baptized with dunamis, power and authority. And in Luke chapter 4, when Jesus showed up, and last week you heard me talking about, I said, Jesus ain't no punk. Maybe I ought to write a book about that. Maybe it'll become a bestseller. Glory to God. There's nothing effeminate about Jesus. He was a man's man. He confronted the kingdom of darkness. When he saw the condition of people and how they were sick and how they were in bondage, he came and he confronted it and he dealt with it. Last week we were talking about the man at the pool of Bethesda in Gospel of John chapter 5. The Bible declares that he had been there for 38 years. He was in this condition for 38 years. And the Bible says when Jesus saw him lying, he said Jesus knew how long he'd been in that condition. You see, God knows exactly how long you've been suffering, whatever you're struggling, whatever addiction, whatever it might be. God knows. But when the Spirit of God comes upon you and the presence of God comes into your life, there is an opportunity to say, will you be made whole? Will you be set free? Are you ready to be free from this very thing? One of the things I do when I'm counseling with my clients, I don't play around. I'm not one of those play around counselors. I get straight. Let's get to the root. I tell them, don't BS me. Be straight with me. Give me all of the stuff. Give me all of the bad stuff. Let's get to the root. Let's root this thing up so you can walk in deliverance and freedom. There have been people who have been in counseling for years and they haven't got free because a lot of the secular counseling, well, they got to get paid. Okay. Oh, Lord Jesus. when I'm dealing with people, I want to see you free. I'm not looking to make the buck. It's my desire to see you free. And Jesus, in Luke chapter 4, after the temptation, you get to verse 16. And verse 14, it says, now, and by the way, when you truly begin to move in the things of God and you truly begin to press your way into the kingdom of God, there is going to be a test. And God is going to allow the test. And when you pass the test, you will come out with greater authority and greater anointing. You will be much stronger, and your faith in God will be much stronger. I was going to start reading what Jesus said when he took the book, but it's important that we understand that we, as a believer in the body of Christ, and we have to understand believers that are listening, those that are listening, you are involved in a spiritual warfare. There is a conflict. There is an engagement that is taking place. Now, those that are milquetoast, lukewarm, the enemy ain't going to bother with you too much. He might do a little something to shake your faith a little bit. But those that are praying and fasting and reading the Word of God and those that are making a difference, those that are advancing the kingdom of God by being a faithful witness, an effective witness, and being a good employee or a good business person, and their character and their marriages and all of these things are a witness that is causing people to consider Christ. Those are the people the enemy is going to mess with. You know, I hear a lot of people say, oh, it's just spiritual warfare. I say, no, it's not spiritual warfare because you ain't living a nickel worth of nothing. What this is you've made some bad decisions. These are the consequences of your bad decisions. You know, a lot of times we want to blame the devil for everything. No, the devil is not doing this. You were unwise in this. You were unwise in that. You know, you heard me say last week, we got to take responsibility and quit playing the victim. Quit blaming other people and giving excuses why we can't be free, why we can't walk in deliverance. It tells us in Luke chapter 4, verse number 1, it says, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Jesus was spirit-filled and spirit-led. We're called to be spirit-filled. We're called to be spirit-led. Spirit led him into the wilderness. It says, being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he was hungry. The Holy Spirit led him into the most desolate place for this engagement to take place. Here's the contrast. The Bible calls Jesus the second Adam. Adam was in the perfect paradise, Eden, perfect. Here Jesus was in the wizard, in the wilderness, in the desert, desolate, no food. And he's weak. And the enemy is there is trying to get him to break him. The devil said on him, if you are the Son of God. You see, the enemy will challenge you. And that's what he did. If the enemy would engage you and try to get you to doubt what God has spoken and what God has said. Now, if God has spoken something to you about your life, about your family, and particularly about your relationship with him, he will try to get you to doubt that. Because if the enemy can sow the seed of doubt, it moves into unbelief, and then it goes into disobedience and rebellion. And then you will miss the blessing of God. It said, if you be the Son of God, command this stone that you be made. He went right to his weakness. So this is spiritual warfare 101 for those of you that are listening. The enemy will go to your weakness. You should be able to know what your personal weakness is. Once you know that, this is where the attack is going to come. And so you will be able to recognize, oh, this is what the enemy is trying to do here. And you will say, get behind me, Satan. No, devil, you will not trip me up. And Jesus replied to him, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." He said, you know what? My substance, the source of my strength, comes from the word of God. And he put the word of God back on him, because this is quoted in, he was quoting Deuteronomy, by the way. And then the devil didn't stop. He said, then the devil taking him up into a high mountain and showed him unto all the kings of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, "All of this power will I give you, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, that to whomsoever I will give it, I can, if you would just bow down and worship me." See, a lot of times I tell people, when you're looking at all these celebrities and people that are, they have all these millions of dollars on it, they've sold out because they're worshiping him. And their music, their genres, and all these different things and movies, it is causing people to bow down and to worship Satan. Oh my gosh, my goodness. Come on, somebody. And the devil says, you know what? Just bow down. I'll give it to you. You want to be rich? I'll give it to you. You want to be rich? Preach this. Preach like this. Don't preach about the cross. Don't preach about the resurrection. Don't preach about the kingdom of darkness. Just preach on this. Just preach this soft stuff. I won't contend with people coming in your church. I don't care if you got 10,000 members. Just as long as you don't preach about the cross and the blood and the resurrection and the delivering power and the healing anointing and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Stay away from those things. Preach a soft gospel to where you're no threat to my kingdom. Oh, let me stop. Come on, somebody. And Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." He's in the Ten Commandments now. And he brought him to Jerusalem, and he set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, "If you be the Son of God, cast yourself down from here, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge of you to keep you in all your ways, and in their hands they shall bear you, bless you, dash your foot against a stone." He tried to get Jesus to commit suicide. Y'all have heard me say this over and over again. Any spirit, any voice telling you that you're better off dead, kill yourself, that is a spirit of suicide. You have to reject it, renounce that spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The enemy is trying to steal your life. You have to fall out of agreement with the spirit of suicide. It's a spirit of suicide, self-murder, and it's trying to steal your soul. And he tried to use Jesus for it. And then he quoted the word of God. Said, "You're going to be all right. Just go ahead and do it." No. This is something you have to renounce. This is something you have to reject. And said, and Jesus said, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Jesus responded with the word of God. This is why you read the word of God, because you got to fight with the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. The word of God is your weapon when the enemy comes to you. And I'm going to tell you this. If the devil came and talked to Jesus, he's going to come and he's going to talk to you. Oh, I wish somebody would say amen out there. Oh, my gosh. Jesus said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." This is why we preach the word of God. This is why we tell people what they need to do. And it says, "And when the devil had ended all the temptations, he departed from him for a season." And you know what? He showed back up again in the garden. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he was being glorified because he was laying hands on the sick. He was casting out devils. He was raising the dead. He was exposing the religious hypocrisy. And he became famous because people were being changed. For the first time, there was somebody that had authority to deal with the demonic realm that was taking place. We have people that are walking around. They're bound up. They need to be delivered and set free in the name of Jesus. They are demonically bound up. It is a spirit. And people don't want to talk about that in the churches today, but I will, because this is the ministry that God has given me. I've seen it. I've lived it. This is not something in theory that I learned in seminary. It's real. Demonic bondage. People are bound up. And a lot of times it's just like, you know, oh, God bless my mom. I miss her. You know, she's in heaven right now. And we'd be discussing a certain individual. And she's like, won't you just cast the devil out of them? I would say, no, Mom, I'm not going to do it because they really don't want to be free. And even if I do cast it out, it's going to come back and they're going to be seven times worse. So I won't do it. Oh, my gosh, my goodness. It says in verse 16, and he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The anointing of the Lord is upon me. The power of God is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, and to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, or those that have been crushed, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. He said, this is why I'm here. This is my purpose. This is my mandate. This is why we as believers, we press our way into the kingdom of God. We build and develop a relationship with the Lord. So that when God brings that individual, that co-worker or employee or whoever across our life, family member, you're in position to speak the word of life to them, to preach the gospel, to preach the good news, those that oppress. And then we jump over here to verse 31. I was giving you that example of the scripture when he began to engage the kingdom of darkness. And it says in verse 31, he says, and he came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. He had authority, and we've been delegated with authority in the body of Christ. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying, leave us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Are you come to destroy us before our time? We know who you are. You're the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold your peace and come out of him. And when the demon had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and heard him not. And they were all amazed, spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? They're like, good Lord, what is this? For with authority and power, he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. And the fame of him went out unto every place of the country round about. Oh, my gosh, my goodness, this is real. We've never seen anything like this. We've never seen anybody like this with this type of power, this type of authority. You see, we're in denial when it comes to the demonic realm and people being in bondage and people being in captivity. There is an anointing for deliverance. There is an anointing for healing. And that's the purpose of preaching the gospel right here. Heal the brokenhearted. Deliverance to the captives. Recovering of sight to the blind. That's the mandate, saints. That's why Jesus came and died for us on the cross at Calvary. To break the power of sin over our lives. Saints, I can't finish this day. Be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministry. That needs your prayers. Your financial support. Be praying for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Pray for your family members that their hearts be open to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. And remember, Jesus Christ is Lord, return imminent. Pray for your co-workers and those that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, that their heart be open to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I love you.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.